Here's an update on another country where the U.S. has strained relations. Venezuela's President Hugo Chavez has started his third presidential term and wants the constitution changed so he can run for re-election indefinitely. The National Assembly is expected to give him new powers today, as NPR's Juan Ferreiro reports.
The El León Café serves its coffee strong and foamy, just how Venezuelans like it. These days, it's serving a lot of coffee. The open-air cafe is strategically located next to the Spanish consulate in the capital's bustling east. And every morning, a long line forms outside, Venezuelans scrambling to leave their country. Paula Cadenas is one of them.
I'm concerned about the destiny of the situation in Venezuela, the obsession about taking this turn to the left, but to a very radical left side, and I think it's tending to exclude the other that doesn't think as you do.
Chavez has promised to install a socialist state and redistribute Venezuela's oil-generated wealth. It will be far from communism, what his critics claim he wants. But 21st century socialism does mean nationalizing utilities. It means more state control of the oil sector. A shoe factory in Caracas's poor West End is an example of what Chavez wants. Here, 80 workers make one kind of shoe. It's black and nondescript. This factory, run by state-organized cooperatives, is the new Venezuela. Gustavo Zúñiga is among the leaders. There is no manager.
We went from being instruments of capitalism to being the owners of a company that produces goods for a community.
In a highly polarized country, the changes are captivating to Paula Cadenas' cousin, Joanna Cadenas. She is a teacher at the State Bolivarian University. Sitting in a noisy shopping mall, sipping a beer, she heralded the government's so-called missions, health, education, and nutrition programs bankrolled by oil dollars.
I like very much. I feel a deep compromise with the educational missions, and I am completely involved with all that work.
Venezuela seems caught between two worlds. One is capitalist, where oil is king, but tugging the other way is Chavez's so-called Bolivarian revolution. Chavez's larger-than-life persona permeates it all. His face plastered on posters, his marathon speeches dominating the airwaves. There are plenty of Venezuelans, though, who believe too much power is being concentrated in one man's hands. Demetrio Borzner is a prominent leftist academic.
A lot of people are worried, not only in the Venezuelan opposition, but also within his own political coalition.
Borzner is talking about Chavez's controversial diktat to fold all the pro-Chavez political parties in the National Assembly into his newly created United Socialist Party. With the president so strong, the opposition movement might seem broken, but some leaders remain optimistic. That's because there are battles on the horizon they say will mobilize the people. One involves schools. Chavez has talked about injecting more of the government's Bolivarian ideology into the schools. At a public school in Chacao, a decidedly anti-Chavez district of Caracas, the plans do not go down well. Julio Borges is a prominent opposition leader who is promising a fight.
For me, it's very clear that Venezuelans support President Chavez, but that doesn't mean that Venezuelan people will support Chavez to have power for ever and ever for the future, you know?
For now, though, what everyone agrees on is that the revolution is moving forward, and fast. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Caracas, Venezuela.